You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Listen up. Did you know in Las Vegas, there are more Catholic churches than casinos? That's right. Not surprisingly, some worshipers at Sunday service will give casino chips rather than cash when the basket is passed. And since they get chips from many different casinos, the churches have devised a method to collect the offerings. The churches send all their collective chips to a nearby Franciscan monastery for sorting. And then the chips are taken to the casinos of origin and cashed in. That's always done by what are known as the chipmunks.
Amen.
Amen. The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The Sound of Life.
I'm going to give you the website for Convoy of Hope. They are a wonderful organization, and of which there are many helping out in Hawaii. In fact, the island of Maui. Yeah, that's quite an island chain. I think there's more than like 1,000 islands if you count them all that sprang up there. It's in the tropics there, of course, but there are some very dry sides to certain islands because of the volcanoes and such, quite high. You have the Big Island of Hawaii. Everybody knows about that. And then you have Maui. And then as you move west, then you have, I think it's Lanai. I think that's how you say it. Let's say these names wrong. And then, of course, Oahu, where Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the famous beach and all that stuff where everybody goes. I didn't know this, but I guess Lahaina and Maui and Honolulu were in neck and neck for what was going to be the capital back in the 1800s when the king, Kamehameha, was there. And his son survived him, and then his wife, and Christianity came in. Missionaries came in and stuff, and man, they really embraced Christianity. So much so that when the whalers came, can you imagine? This is it's not a very big island. You imagine your village having 400 whaling ships docked off somewhere out in the fields there somewhere. You know, they were docked off the coast, and I guess they pretty much lived on them, but, you know, with all those whaling ships with the men on them brought, well, quite spirited behavior, if you will say. So the mayor said, all right, I'm prohibiting women from visiting those ships. And they blamed it, of course, on the pastor, which was true. You know, the Christian influence. And they ended up turning their cannons, the whalers did. But they were really good at whaling, but apparently not at shooting, which was a good thing. Nobody was even injured, but they decided to build a fort there. And what was built on that fort is the two-story building that's now all charred and stuff, almost to the water's edge that you can see there, became a public building, something like that. But anyway, that's a fascinating story. Right now, Convoy of Hope is delivering essential items like food, water, hygiene kits to the survivors of the fire there in Maui, along with their dedicated volunteers and amazing partner organizations. They're truly providing hope in every disaster. You visit their website to donate to their Maui fire response. By the way, that the website is convoyofhope.org. Thank you.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
Contrary to popular belief, I don't think going back to school is that a desert road. It could be. It's kind of a rebirth for mom and grandmom, too, I guess. They've got like 20 tips for a smooth back-to-school transition. Right away, that's not smooth. 20? Really? I used to have a friend that showed up for school. He didn't even bring his own pencil. He would, and we're talking college. It's like, can I borrow a pencil? Well, make sure your child or grandchild's in good health. Read all the information from the school. They say start practicing like a week ahead in the routine of getting up early. You know, prepare. You got to have a place to do homework and all that kind of stuff. And, of course, you got to start getting the school supplies.
It's Christmas!
It's not Christmas, but you may want to think about a Christmas because we have Believe it or not, Operation Christmas Child will come before you know it. Middle of November will be here, and they'll be collecting shoeboxes. And while you're getting school supplies for your kids or grandkids, you can do it for those people, those kids around the world who will be getting an Operation Christmas Child shoebox, which will have, among other things in it, and school supplies. And I was reading about this little boy who had a pencil that he took to school. That pencil is going to give you an image of what they have. That pencil, he would hold on to it by the metal part at the end with the eraser, if it had an eraser in it. That was his pencil. That was his nub of a pencil. Many of them do not have paper or anything. So this, it's a huge, huge gift. With school supplies and personal care items are a huge gift. And don't forget, you got to put that big toy in there, too. I don't mean physically big, but I'm just saying it's big for them, okay? So there you go, and I guess they have back-to-school deals this time of the year and stuff. So remember that Operation Christmas Child shoebox while you're getting school supplies. A big reminder from all of us at the Sound of Life.
God bless us, everyone.
Yeah.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The Sound of Life.
Now, this is really cool. Speaking of thinking about back to school, I mean, we got to start thinking. This is the middle of August, you know? But it's a real life story right here. On Friday, this teacher said, I did an activity with my fifth graders where they wrote a short blurb entitled, I wish my teacher would know blank. And there were a few answers the teacher said that really stuck out. Child number one, I wish my teacher would know my dad is in jail and I haven't seen him in years. Child number two, I wish my teacher would know I don't always eat dinner because my mom works and I don't know how to work the stove. Child number three, doesn't it start to change your perspective of the class? I mean, the teacher must have just been floored. The rest of the year must have been incredible. Teacher, kid number three said, I wish my teacher would know my sister sleeps in the same bed as me. Sometimes she wets the bed and that's why I smell funny. And child number four said, I wish my teacher would know that I don't always have sneakers for gym class because my brothers and I share one pair. Amazing. Child number five, I wish my teacher would know I like coming to school because it's quiet here, unlike my house with all the yelling. Now, that was just the five that's stuck out in the teacher's mind, perhaps 30-some students, so... But still, you know, man, think about the time that we automatically, we see circumstances and we judge, but we don't know, do we? So ask God today to show us the world through his eyes.
Amen.
Right? Yeah.
The Sound of Life.
Cup of Joe Morning Show presents, just for you, the No Nonsense Coffee Guide. Because you go in a coffee shop and there it is right on the top of the list, the Americano. What is that? It's what I drink for breakfast, black coffee. That's all it is. That's the Americano. The flat white is white coffee. The cappuccino, that's frothy coffee. Latte, it's just milky coffee. Espresso, that can be confusing. This is miniature coffee. Hang on, though. And the macchiato, that's milk top coffee. Yeah. Mocha is chalky coffee. Tea is not coffee, and basically hot chocolate is still not coffee. So there is your no-nonsense coffee guide complete. You're welcome from the Cup of Joe Morning Show.
You're not really much of a morning person.
Waking up with a Cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The Sound of Life.
Kind of wondering what gratitude is coming out of the people that lived in Maui there because of the fires. It was very sad, really. I was reading one account. They have like 80 alarms on that island, 80 public alarms. They're for tsunamis. And somebody said they didn't think this was enough of an emergency to let off any alarms. And people said, well, we saw the smoke and stuff. They had no idea it was spreading that fast. See, it just decimated the beautiful town of Lahaina, which actually was a capital along with Honolulu there. It kind of V'd for the capital. Did you know? I talked about this a little bit earlier, but not only does it have a huge Christian influence there in the mid-1800s, also when the whalers came, they had as many as 400 whaling vessels off the coast of Maui, not counting Honolulu in Oahu. And it would make sense, right? We always think of Gloucester, right? The East, the New England as the whaling people, right? I guess so in the Atlantic, but this is the Pacific, right? It was also the port, the whaling port, the city that was burned, Lahaina. It was a whaling port that inspired Herman Melville to immortalize the era of Moby Dick. Pretty interesting. The Christians were a heavy influence in that, and then that all fell apart when, I guess, when oil was discovered in Pennsylvania, you know, putting the lamps and stuff. They didn't need the whaling oil, and it fell apart, and they went into sugars. But that's a whole nother story. But one thing, if you're looking at a photograph, either one before the fire or after the fire, you can see that two-story building out near the marina. They built a fort out there way back in the day, and then eventually that two-story building that was there, there's a tree behind it. That is a one. That is one tree. That is the banyan tree. And it was given to Hawaii from India on the 50th anniversary of Christianity coming to that island. Look it up. It was 8 feet high. And now it's, well, before the fire, it was about 60 feet high. The good news is they think it's going to survive. And so it was charred, obviously. I mean, I don't know how it could not be. But still there, it was quite a symbol. Of course, an incredible symbol of life that's been there for that long. It's amazing. I mean, that was in the late 1800s by then, I guess, on the 50th anniversary of Christianity coming there. So it's pretty cool. And now you know something maybe you didn't know before.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.